Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about how I think influencers are really more of a horizontal layer that touches all parts of your marketing efforts than an actual vertical that can or cannot be part of your marketing mix. A lot of brands use influencers, they use them very well as ambassadors, maybe even affiliates for D2C, as UGC or PGC content creators. They do gifted, they do paid, they deploy all the different tactics and they reap the benefits. While other brands have a fundamental position that they just don't work with influencers and in any capacity. And a lot of brands fall somewhere in between. They use them in some capacity, maybe for one piece of what they're doing, but it's not sort of an omnipresent evergreen component to their marketing efforts. So today I'm advocating that it should be. You use influencers for influence, that's obvious, and some will want payment and many are not worth it, but many are worth the price for the market. They give you targeted awareness among a coveted audience. And if you know who you're trying to get in front of, influencers represent an amazing opportunity, especially with everything going on with paid social. While people move away from traditional Facebook and Instagram ads, I think dollars can and should be reallocated towards influencers and whitelisting, like running ads on the accounts of influencers to create awareness opportunities with their likeness. So it's like a secondary step on the paid social front. And it's also a good replacement for the dollars that you were spending on Facebook and Instagram ads. They can be reallocated here. Brands are thirsting for UGC or PGC, which is paid generated content, real people talking about your product that you can either get organically or, what more brands are doing more often these days, generating it through a paid partnership where you're using a man or a woman or anything in between, I guess, to talk about your product and you're scripting it a little bit. You're paying them for that content and then you're going to use that in your ads. So it's almost like model talent for your UGC advertising that's just done through influencers. Then there's super fans and nano and micro influencers. Maybe people that like your brand already, maybe people that are already talking about other types of diet choices or other brands in your space that you reach out to and say, hey, you like this protein bar. I think you might also like my product, sending it out to them and then collaborating with them. And there's a really thin line between paid or not, right? Like, yes, it's great if you can gift and get a certain percentage of them to talk about your product favorably. You should be doing that as a baseline no matter what. Like, why would you not want to have some people, especially among a very key target audience, try your product every single week and let you know what they think, whether it's directly or via social. And then when you go to paid, some of those people can graduate up to paid partners for very little input, dollar amount or price point, with huge upside. But they say, like, listen, I got your product. I like it. I don't usually talk about products on my feed, but maybe there's a conversation about a nominal dollar amount that would go a long way. So I think you shouldn't be so closed-minded to it. Like, at least be open to the conversation. Maybe you ultimately pass, but maybe you find a great opportunity that has a really good value proposition. So I think it's very, very important that brands are exploring that as well. And so you can use influencers and their likeness at all different parts of the marketing funnel, in all different areas, from content to your website, to social media, to everything, even traditional marketing pieces like print, or you're going to attend one of the big shows for your brand. You can have their likeness on your booth showing people that look exactly like your target audience so people can resonate with it rather than paying a model, which might be more expensive. Maybe you get the double benefit of getting the quote unquote model for your creative, both online and offline, but you also potentially get some influence opportunities. Also should be looking for transformational relationships, long-term partnerships of real collaborations as opposed to transactional ones where it's one and done. So all this is to say, I think it's important you maybe take a breath, think about your approach to influencer. You should start to be a little bit more open-minded, even 10% more, even if you're doing it full tilt, 10% more in how and where you can use influencers as part of your mix. They are a mission-critical cornerstone to your marketing and communications efforts. And it's very, very important that you start acting that way. I think you'll have huge upside from the efforts. That's it for today. I'll see you on the field.